Hey everyone. It's time for another installment of Get to Know Knight, the show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. So, let's get started. The first question is, do you enjoy making non-safe work audios? Already, I think there's going to be a theme to this episode. And the answer is yes. It's yes and no, I guess. I love making them when I'm in the mood to make them, but I have to be in, like, the mood to be making them. I'm always in the mood to make, like, a safe for work cuddly audio, but to, like, make a not safe for work audio properly, I have to be, like, in that space. Because if I'm not in that space, I don't feel like it's as good as it could be. So, yeah, I love making them when I'm, like, in the mood to make them, but if I'm not in the mood to make them, it's so hard to do it. What is your thought about the Hitachi wand? Also, candle melting on your body. It looks hot when it's done in porn. Melting candles on people is super fun. I recommend buying candles that are meant to be used as body wax. And not just straight up candles. Because you can burn someone. Although people sometimes enjoy that like sensation of like a light burn. But I prefer getting something that's made for that. There's a lot of really good ones. There's some candle wax stuff that, like, melts into, like, lotion. So, there's a lot of fun ways to play with that. And the Hitachi wand is great. It's really strong, though. I think it's nice to have in the arsenal, but if it's the only thing you use, you can become really desensitized, just because of the strength of it. So, I love using it sparingly. I don't like using it frequently because it's really strong and it's very powerful. So that's just my opinion on it. Someone asks, everyone, anytime I say someone, I mean anonymous, but yeah, someone asks, if you really like someone, but you didn't know how, if, blah, 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 blah. So you really like someone, but didn't want to tell them how would you approach it? Okay, I think there's supposed to be a comment there. If you really like someone, but you didn't want to tell them, how do you approach it? I guess it's the reason why wouldn't I want to tell them, I guess, is my first question. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being very close friends with someone. Or spending a lot of time with someone that you like, or you can picture having something romantic with, but, you know, having a friendship with them isn't a terrible, like, step into something romantic, but when you become friends with them or get close with them, you shouldn't be banking on anything romantic, but, I mean, I think for a really good lasting relationship, you should be able to be good friends with that person. If you're not, like, best friends or really close friends with the person you're dating or the person you're married to, you're gonna struggle. So I would develop a good friendship with this person and see if you guys can be friends, because that's a good first step to being more than friends. T asks, if you can see into the future, but you can't see when or how you die, what else would you like to know? I mean, I would just look, I'd probably look into the future every 100-year intervals, so I'd be like, what does 30-20 look like? What does 40-20 look like? What does 50-20 look like? I would love to know what would be the next big supercontinent in the geological history of Earth. I'd love to know if humans leave Earth, if humans go extinct, what's the next, you know, what's the next creature that will be top dog in the food chain, that kind of stuff. Another question is, so what's one thing you miss since social distancing? Weirdly enough, I don't really miss anything since social distancing. I'm such a homebody. I love just being at home. Weirdly enough, I'm doing very well in the corona environment. I'm I don't have to leave the house. I have an excuse not to go out. I can be like, oh, you know, social distancing. I can't go out. I'm sorry. I can be really lame and blame it on Corona. I don't know. Being able to stay in has been great for me. I haven't hated wearing a mask. So it's weirdly enough, I'm doing kind of fine in this environment. But yeah, I mean, I guess what do I miss from social distancing? I miss theme parks. I miss going to Disney, Universal, going to the beach. I can't do that. I mean, there's those kind of things that kind of suck. But where I am now, I'm right on the water. I'm literally, like, right on the water. So it's not so bad. At least for me. I can imagine for other people, like, if you're in an apartment building or if you have to go to the grocery, it would suck. But yeah, in this environment, I'm doing okay. I don't really miss too much. I think I can get really comfortable with situations, even if they're really weird. I can be like, oh, well, it is what it is, and I can adapt. I'm pretty adaptable, so I've quite rapidly adapted to the situation. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but it's what I've adapted to. And I mean, I'm doing okay with it. I know some people are doing not great with it, which breaks my heart. But personally, I'm doing pretty okay with this whole social distancing thing. The next question is, how do you get over someone? That's a hard one. It depends. It depends on a lot of things. It depends if you were dating or if you just had a crush on them. Find a hobby, find something you love, get into it, distract yourself is my recommendation. Try not to think about them. I think ruminating and constantly thinking about them is the worst thing you can do. I know after one of my breakups, I basically got out of the house that we shared together, or it was an apartment, the apartment we shared together. Because being there was just too traumatic. It was like, it was constant memories on the wall, constant memories in the bed. It was just constant memories everywhere. Like, I couldn't go anywhere. And I couldn't be in that city because that city just reminded me of her. So I just left. I was fortunate enough that I could just do that. And I just spent a long time away from there to just like emotionally heal and mentally heal. And that was really good. And I know not everyone can afford or have the opportunity to just kind of uproot their life. And kind of reset in that kind of way. But my best advice is try not to do things and try not to expose your things that to, or try not to expose yourself to things that remind you of them. Because that'll just kind of dredge up a lot of pain when you can just, you know, I mean, it's good to process it. You should process it. You should acknowledge that you're hurting, that you're sad. But I think at some point you should just try to reset in whatever capacity that is. And also find an outlet, find a hobby, find something that you can release into, whether that's painting or art or drawing or listening to music or dancing or swimming, who knows, you can do anything, just something, a release. You need a release to release all that feeling, the tension. But yeah, I hope that helps. So Anonymous asks, hi, advice needed. I need to change my life for the better, but I'm scared. I have anxiety on and off for my whole life. I've been hidden behind my weight problems, so much so that I've started to miss out a lot of things, and now I'm really unhappy. And I know a lot of it has been my own fault, and I'm really just scared of putting myself out there, of being laughed at, of being hurt. Any advice? The hardest thing to do in life is to stop caring about what other people think. Which is hard. It's hard advice. It is the hardest thing to do is to stop caring. But when you're able to stop caring about what they are thinking or what other people might perceive or all that stuff, it is so liberating. It is so empowering. It's a superpower almost. It lets you do things and get out there in ways that make you feel invincible. And it's hard. It's not easy. You know? It's not easy being fearless, but that is essentially what the skill that you need to develop. Because no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what you do, there's always going to be someone judging or putting their preconceived notions or putting something on you. So it's your job. Like, you can't control them. You have no power over anyone else except yourself. You control your own emotions. So you can, like, you can't control how they react to you, but you can control how you react to them and how you feel. No one can make you feel anything. You can control how you feel about things, you know? We can allow them to hurt us, but we can also make it so they can't hurt us as well. And that's like a skill that's developed with time, and it's hard. It's like a combination of growing a thick skin, but also being fearless. It's a combination of things. But my advice is start doing small things. Take it one step at a time. Every day, do something you wouldn't have done the day before, you know? You know, take those small steps, because those small steps lead to bigger steps and bigger steps and bigger steps. And next thing you know, you're making huge steps and you're changing your life in the direction you wanted to change in. And it's going to take, you know, a lot of courage. It's going to be scary. It's going to be hard. But I think everything in life that's worth doing is going to be scary and it's going to be hard. So that's the best I have for you, you know. Make goals every day. Try to meet those goals. Try to push your life in a positive direction. It's not going to be easy. Change is never easy. But I believe in you. I think you can do it. I think anyone can do it. They just have to want it. And if you want it bad enough, you're going to get it. So I hope that helps. I know anxiety is such a hard thing to deal with. It's such a crippling feeling, you know. I used to have really bad anxiety when I was early college. I had such bad anxiety, like when I was in public. Oh my God, I had such bad anxiety. Not all the time, but I would have moments where I had just had really bad anxiety. I had like a couple of panic attacks. I was like, what is this feeling? I didn't understand what was triggering it, why I was feeling this way, why I was so anxious. I had no idea. And like, to a certain degree, I had to just like own the situation, learn like when I was feeling those onsets of those emotions, I had to like take control of them. I had to take the reins. I had to, you know, concentrate on my breathing, like scan the room. Like I had to train myself in ways to like bring my anxiety down. And, you know, day by day, slowly but surely, I took control of it. And now I haven't had an anxiety attack in public in forever. I don't think the last time, I can't even remember the last time I felt anxious in public. Occasionally, you know, I'd feel like a little spike maybe a couple of years ago. But like when I do, I'm like, I'm conscious of what it is. I'm able to be like, okay, why are you feeling this? And like kind of compartmentalize it and like break it down. And then I can like get back to a place where I'm like, okay, I can master this anxiety. It's hard. It takes work. But I think it's totally within your reach. It's totally within your reach. What do you look like? Nothing too detailed, just simple. Eye color, hair color, and what celebrity you say you look like? Oh man, I can't even tell you what celebrity I look like. I have no idea. I'm so bad with that. I have black hair. I have brown eyes. Yeah. I don't know if that helps, but yeah, I think most of the drawings that people have done of me, like I've used as a profile picture, is pretty accurate to what I look like to a certain degree. Yeah. Yep. Someone asks, what is the longest you've gone without sex? Oh, man. I mean, I guess the longest I've gone without sex was like 16 years. From like the time I was born until the time I lost my virginity. I think that is That is the metric in which it's a pretty good metric to gauge it off of. But yeah, I think that's the longest it's been. And with that, we'll end this episode of Get to Know Night. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want to ask questions, feel free to go on the AMA form of your Patreon. If you're not a Patreon, you can always ask me questions on Curious Cat. And once I get through all my Patreon questions, I will always go to Curious Cat and I will go through and answer the questions. These episodes are getting sporadically uploaded to Reddit with no particular time frame. But if you're a Patreon, you get access to them every week. So if you like these episodes and you want to see them as they come out, join me on Patreon. If not, then you'll get them whenever you get them on Reddit. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will talk to you all later.